Can sugar make you stupid?
Cheaper than ordinary sugar, high fructose corn sugar is commonly added to soft drinks, condiments, and other processed foods. As well as making us pile on the pounds, products laced with corn sugar may also be affecting our brains. High concern over what sugary diets may do to people has been raised following a new study carried out on lab rats. Sweet drinks played havoc with the rats' memories and stunted their learning, according to neuroscientist Fernando Gomez Pinilla. The experiments involved training rats to navigate a maze and then swapping the rats' water for syrups made up of 15% fructose over a 6-week period. During the experiment, half the rodents were also given flaxseed oil and fish oil, both rich in omega-3 fatty acids. These antioxidants may improve learning and memory, as well as fight against mental disorders. After 6 weeks of fructose syrup consumption, the rats' performance on the maze had changed dramatically. They were all slower at running. However, those who had received omega-3s were slightly faster than their counterparts. I was very shocked to see how strong an effect these diets can have on the brain. I have a high concern that the foods people eat can really affect mood and cognition, Gomez Pinilla said. If we consider that most fizzy drinks people consume are made up of about 12% sugar, those who quench their thirst with such drinks run the risk of becoming slower learners than they would if they opted for water instead. Gomez Pinilla is keen to stress that simply cutting down on fructose isn't enough, however. He says we need to think about our whole diets and make sure we take in a sufficient amount of omega-3 fatty acids found in oily fish, walnuts, and olive oil.
Stop food cravings through imaginary eating.
Imaginary chewing and swallowing can reduce cravings, study says. Trying to avoid thinking about your favourite fattening food in order to shed a few pounds, are you? You might want to think again. New research has shown that banishing thoughts of eating that chocolate bar you crave so much may not be the best strategy. The study shows that just imagining eating a specific food makes you eat less of it. Repeated exposure to food leads to habituation, which is known to occur while eating. For example, we desire the 10th bite of chocolate less than the first bite. The new research has proven that habituation can also occur due to the power of the mind alone. Study leader Kerry Moorwedge, a psychologist at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, claims that if you just think about the food itself, how it tastes, smells, and looks, that will increase your appetite. This research suggests that it might be better, actually, to force yourself to repeatedly think about tasting, swallowing, and chewing the food you crave to reduce your cravings. Moorwedge points out that this technique is food-specific and only works with the food you have imagined. This means that imagining eating chocolate won't deter you from pigging out on another food, such as cheese. The researchers hope that the findings from this study can help them to come up with an anti-overeating technique. As obesity rates and related medical conditions continue to climb, such a technique is well overdue. Moorwedge hopes that this new research may lead to behavioural techniques for people looking to control overeating or other addictive behaviours such as smoking. Still resisting the urge to think about that delicious bar of milk chocolate you so desire, are you? Then let the chocolate melt in your mind, not in your mouth.